Good morning, joyful blessings. Happy to be here again. Joyful Sunday. Okay, our theme for today, and I'm encouraging you now to join in this. This is for you. Join with your comments or your questions. So our theme for today is going to be, there is no me, there is no you. There is no one to be a student. And there is no one to be a teacher. And there is nothing to be taught. When the illusion of a me falls away, there is just happening what is happening. There is nothing to understand. There is nothing to know. And there is no one making decisions. And there is no one to have free will. Why can that be? Because there is no one that is a body. You are not a body. There is no one present that is the mind. You are not the mind. You are that which is beyond body and mind. And it is but the mind that desires knowing. It is the mind that desires to be taught. It is the mind that desires to have knowledge. What knowledge can there be beyond, I am neither body nor mind. I am that which is. So there is no one at a gathering. There is no one here. But that which is present, is here, is apparently being a gathering. When you look here at the computer screen, when you look at the screen, you see this form, you see this image. You all perhaps have different definitions or ideas about this image, about the persona, about the personality, about the story. But whatever story there is about this image is of the mind. Woman, white hair, chunky, okay? Or perhaps mother, daughter. That is the story of what has been happening as what is before a moment even of conception. You are not the name that I see appearing before these eyes. Those names are what is happening. And what is here is that which is beyond the name. What is here is that formless, indefinable, unborn, resounding infinite energy, present. We call it by so many different names, but that is only in our confusion, only in our illusion that there is something separate and apart from what already is. We call it in ignorance. We call it in the dream. In the dream, there seems to be a Mary here with a persona, and there seems to be a teaching going on, and there seems to be me out sitting out here listening to this, perhaps hoping for clarity, perhaps hoping that I begin to understand more deeply, perhaps hoping that I will awaken. Hope is the cause of suffering because it is always a projection of some future idea, some future dream, some future happening. I would like to take away all hope, all desire, all seeking, all wanting, and strip away the idea of me so that there could be the recognition of what is actually happening, what is actually here. When we speak of oneness, there cannot be a oneness of, I'm going to say experience, but you're not an experiencer. There could not be an experience of oneness as long as there is the persistence of listening to a mind saying, there's a me that is listening, there's a you that is speaking. And there's a me here wanting, desiring something from that which is speaking, from you which is speaking. But what is being spoken is already what is in you. It is like you've left the recording and it's being played back to you. There is nothing new that can be spoken. There is no magic learning word that can be spoken. You are speaking the words. That which is present is speaking the words, and that which is present is hearing or having the expression of hearing words. But there is only that which is here. Could I see a nodding? Someone? Okay. Breaking through? Okay. So we wander around in an illusion of seeking in an attempt to wake up to what we already are, what is already present. The illusion is the idea again of the separation where there isn't any. You go back to the story of the gold. What is, is. Gold is, say, gold is the source. You have a charm called Peggy. You have a charm called Gary. You have a charm called Denise. You have a charm called Alice. You have all of these little charms. You say, oh, this is a gold charm. No, it's gold in the form of. What is happening is what is in the form of. What is the source in the form of. So what is happening in the dream for the one who yet holds the body as being who they are, in the dream, then, is the happening of seeking. In the dream, seeking the happening of awakening. But there's no one to awaken. There is no you, and there is no me. Who is going to awaken? What is going to awaken? Who is seeking? There is no you to seek. So what is happening is just seeking. And that will continue until that idea of a me drops away. The idea of a me wanting, desiring, or seeking drops away. That is this thinnest of veils. In fact, it isn't his veil at all. It's just an illusory idea. The further illusion is, I must do certain things to awaken. I must meditate. I must read. I must try to be good. I must pray. I must seek God. I must purify myself. I must do this. What is present in the presence that is not already pure? What within this something needs to awaken? When it is already all that is happening. It is a clear seeing when you can see this form, recognize this form, and yet not be a claimer of this form, because I am not this. When you can view the thoughts and not be a claimer of the thoughts, when you can see them as not personal, because there is no person present. Do I see this body? Yes, of course, I see this body. But I do not claim it to be myself. Do we use words that seem to contradict that? Yes, in conversation. I might say, I'm hungry. And there's no one to be hungry. I might say, I prefer vanilla ice cream over chocolate in a conversation. But there is no one here to prefer or not prefer anything. And that is my reality. And there is no me to even have a reality. It just is. Okay. Comments? Questions?
Well, if you're looking for a comment, I think this is really good. It doesn't create any questions. It just creates answers for me.
Okay.
I think this is a good thing.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That is clarity. That is clear seeing. When something seems to pop or trigger or go, huh, it is a clear seeing. Right, for 30 years, 40 years, I've been studying and reading. I'm not the body, I'm not the mind. I think what happens is sometimes it is so simple, and the mind seems to prefer being complex. The illusion is very complicated. Truth is very simple. To recognize that there is no free will. How liberating, if liberating were required, but just the clear seeing that there is no free will, that what is taking place is just taking place. Without thought, without anxiety, without fear, without doubt, what is taking place is just taking place. The kitchen towel catches on fire. This is what is just happening at the moment. The fire being put out, that is just what's happening in that moment. Leaves being raked up, just what's happening in that moment. Even drinking a cup of coffee without comments. A tree is just a tree. A flower is just a flower. That's when it is pure. It is just a tree, not a maple, not an oak, not a palm, not a fruit bearing, not a flower bearing, not a diseased tree or a healthy tree or a little new tree. It is purely just a tree. And a flower is just a flower happening. So pure. So innocent. And you, where there is no you, is what is happening. So pure. So innocent. The weeds, even, without comment, without agitation, without taking them up as being something undesirable, something to get rid of, you will see them so clearly as such beauty and such purity and innocence. We go blind when we put labels on everything. We go blind. We cannot see the oneness. We cannot see the beauty. We cannot see the purity. And we cannot see the innocence. So what labels do you insist to hold? It is much more fun to be nothing than struggling to be something. Just think for one moment how we keep the veil in place. When I say, or the words are spoken, there is no you, there is no me. Does the mind get to rush in and start trying to clarify, judge, analyze, describe it, or do something with it to distort it? All I said was, there is no you, there is no me. I said nothing else. Nothing was spoken further. Those are the only words that came out aloud. There is no you. There is no me. Do not give it to the mind. So now everyone recognizes there is nothing here, right? And there's no one here. And there's no problems, no issues, no confusion about that. Is that correct? Hallelujah, we did it. When does the you that doesn't exist come back? Can you look here and actually say, there is no one there? Can you look in the mirror and say, there's no one here? Looking in the mirror is just what is happening in this moment. cutting of onions is just what's happening in this moment. When your attention, and I don't think there is attention, but I'm going to put it this way. When your attention is, I have to do this, so I've got to cut the onions. Oh, these onions are making my eyes water. Now I got to fix the carrots, and these are hard to scrape. All of that mind activity is the veil. It is not that you have to be without thoughts. Rare occasions when there's not a thought going by, or when there's an awareness that there is a thought going by. Then you are present. And that onion and that carrot and whatever is being prepared has your full appreciation, your full love, your full being present as this onion happening, as this carrot being scraped, as the water being put into the pot. As it is all so beautiful. But when the mind is in chatter about what it is being viewed or what it is hearing, or you cannot see what is right there. You cannot. Your purity, your perfection, your formlessness. When the tree just is a tree without an ownership, without a comment, you will recognize it has always been so. Only in my mind do I claim it to be a palm tree or an oak tree or a healthy tree or a sick tree. Now think about that and what is done with every object that comes to awareness. Old person, sick person, dying person, new person, born person, just to name a couple. Throughout the day, throughout every day, the mind constantly, oh, I like that book, I don't like that book. That light's too bright. I wish they'd turn it down. The dog is barking too much. That this is going on. That's going on. Is it any wonder that what is actually there cannot be recognized? So when the veil is brought down, we are living the dream. We are living a dream of duality and separation. And in that dream comes the seeking for what is not in the dream. So if you are dreaming and seeking, of course you cannot find what already is, because it's not a dream. It's not in the dream. It's not in the duality. It's not in the labeling. It will never be found there. So it's not enlightenment. It's seeing clearly that this constant jibber jabber and descriptions and seeing everything as separate and apart is just an illusion, because nothing is separate and nothing is apart. And no label can make it be so. No label. The gazillion labels that we put on everything, not one of them can actually cause separation. It's an illusion. It's the dream. So what if you didn't put a label on anything? What if you could actually say, there's nothing there? And you say, well, there's a tree there. Yes, there's a tree, but that's nothing. It requires me to be separate from it and label it in order for it to register as being something. So, any comments now?
Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. I was listening to the recording from last week because I had to miss last week. And my question is on practice, because I feel like the awareness that you were just bringing up, or the seeing without labeling, and I correct me if I heard you wrong last week, that throwing out practice, that we don't need to practice. It feels like this is a practice.
That is just what's happening. That feeling that this is a practice. That's just what's happening. And if you can see that, okay. It seems like practicing is happening, but that is just what is happening. There truly is no one there to practice. There is no you to practice whatever it is you think you need to practice. Because in the illusion, okay, there seems to be a you that wants to practice, but there has to be a purpose for you for that practice. So who is the you that has the purpose, and what is the purpose of practicing? Why do you want to practice? Can you see that?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So when we take up this idea of, and I call it devotion, but we'll get to that in a moment. or when we take up the idea of calling it a practice, there has to be some one person there to do the practicing. Can you see clearly how that is going to perpetuate you being a separate person attempting to practice not being separate? Can you see that? Because you have to ask the question, who is practicing?
I understand what you're saying. I just I guess it's more of an awareness than a practice. It's becoming like what you're asking is more like an awareness or a knowing or and I've been with you through all this. I'm not there yet. And I understand, you know, I understand, you know, I'm saying I'm not there yet.
Right.
I don't know.
But you are there. That's the whole point. You are there. Why? Because you're not the person that you believe yourself to be. The person, the persona, has no real existence other than within your thoughts that you accept as being me. That is the only place the person has residence, is within the thoughts that we accept as being myself, separate and apart. Then comes up for the dream story, then I must seek my true self. And so the seeking begins. But you're already that true self. You've never been this me that you may be thinking is going to practice to discover the true self. That me has never had a true existence. If you go back to the basic, there's only one. And even that will eventually dissolve. But if you go back to the beginning, there is only one, and I'm not a body and I'm not a mind. If you're not a body and if you're not a mind, how can there be a me to practice? Where is the me that is going to practice? So that is what I said. Stop the practicing, because you are believing that there is a me that is going to practice to either become enlightened or become my true self or something of that nature. This is why I say stop that practicing. Because there is no me to practice now. Now, if there is a sitting in contemplation and you can recognize there is no me to contemplate, but there just seems to be contemplation happening. And that contemplation is pure and innocent because there's no mind jabber allowed saying, I'm not there yet, because there is no I not to be there. Can you feel that difference? For many, when they go, when they say, I need to meditate more. No, you do not need to meditate more. Who is going to meditate more? But you may find the body just sitting down and drifting into a silence, a quietude, and just being present with that silence. And that is what is happening at the moment. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing anything. But for that moment, that loving, quiet contemplation seems to be happening. And then, perhaps in 2 moments past, something else seems to be happening. Looking out the window, answering a call. That's what's happening. That's just what's happening. I'm not doing it. There's no me to do it, but it is going to be happening because what is the infinite presence, ever present. And it is the what is that is happening to the mind. That's allowed to be present, it looks as if somebody is doing something. That's the habit. That's the nature of this mind duality. But if I'm not the body and I'm not the mind, how can there be a me doing? What is present is just happening, and it looks like Mary speaking. But that's the illusion. There is no me. There is no you. But what is present is happening, and it is just happening. If you can stay in the devotion, and the devotion is an unconditional love, which is the nature of what is unconditional love. And in that devotion, the mind, I use the mind. I turn the mind, or no, I'm not doing anything. The mind turns. The mind is being used. That's what's happening. The mind is being used to contemplate. Or the mind is being used to solve a puzzle. But that is just what is happening by the presence. That is present, the what is, which is yourself. And that is what is happening. So if there is no you and there's no me, then there's no one to be doing anything. There's nobody to listen. There's nobody to talk. It has to be what is present that is seemingly doing the talking and doing the listening. So when you sit in this, in the silence, be sure you go to that silence, or you begin the contemplation with, there is no one here to contemplate. There is no one here to practice. And then just rest in what is happening, in what is taking place, without comment, without description. Without judgment, without mind in its chatter. Just be as what is happening. Is that helpful?
Yes.
Beloved? All right.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So you can see then there really isn't a practicing. There is, that's just what's happening in the moment. And again, without mind to distort it in any way, that which is happening is pure and innocent and also beautiful. Okay, well, any questions or any more comments today? Okay. Now, what is apparently happening as, let us pray. O most beloved one, without a second, abide in which has no beginning or which has an end. Abide in that which has no birth and no death. Abide in which there is no seeker. Abide as that which has no desire, no time, no space. Be as you naturally are, and be always happy and free. Amen. Namaste.